In the verse of the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah puts a challenge to mankind and He says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That those who believe, they are most intense in their love of Allah. So it is as though we are challenged to say that if you believe in Allah, then your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be most intense. And the ulama of tasawuf, they mention in a very fine way, and they say that when we look at the faculties that Allah have granted us, the eyes is for seeing, the ears is for hearing, the nose is for smelling, and the heart, in the true sense of it, is granted for us to love. And every person is loving and receiving love under all times. And the love of Allah ought to be most intense and most severe in the heart of a believer. At all times, Allah Rabbul Izzah challenges us by saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The one who believes is most intense in their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a unique point from the hadith in which we ask for the dua, for the love of Allah, we say, Allahumma rzuqni hubbak. Oh Allah, grant me the sustenance of your love. Because the love of Allah is like a sustenance for our body. We are sustained on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we continuously in need of that. And a rather unique incident, we all know the famous incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and how the wife of the Aziz of Misr, Zulaykha, had fallen in love with him, and she was, you know, passionately desirous of him, and that is how she passed the time and tried to seduce him, and eventually he went into jail because of not wanting to succumb to her temptation. Then later on, the Aziz of Misr, who some of the commentators have mentioned, his name was Qitfir, he passed away, and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had married Zulaykha. And after that, he turned to her and he asked her that, you know, is this not better than what you had desired? And she said, yes, this is far better, you know, to live with you with a chastity in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah then granted them two sons, and their names was Ifraim and Mansha. And she lived with, you know, in this way, in a happy way. And then Allah had put it such that Allah puts more love for her in the heart of Nabi Yusuf than she had for him, even though initially she was infatuated with him. And then one day he asked her and he said, you know, why is it that you seem to have loved me more than when we got married before that than after we got married? And she replied to him and she said that, you know, after I married you, Allah had put His love for him in my heart, that now your love had become insignificant. It paled in front of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love of Allah is something really unique, and it is something that we all need to desire and to work on. Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said that if you compare mankind, you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you have the ordinary person, and the level of iman differs from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to an ordinary person. And he said, in the same way, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the normal person, the love of Allah differs in the heart of every person, and therefore we should continuously strive to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar rahimahumullah said that the sign of the love of Allah generally is, in this world, when you love something, you mention and you talk about that abundantly. So the sign of the love of Allah is that we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. There was the famous story of Layla and Majnoon. Now, Majnoon was a prince, yet he was in love with Layla. And Layla was a very unattractive lady. But he would always be talking about her and singing poetry in her praises. And one day he was on the beach and he was writing her name in the sand, and the water was washing away her name. And he was writing it again and the water was washing it away. So someone came to him and said, "Oh Majnoon, what are you doing?" So he said, "I'm writing the name of Layla." But he said that, you know, why are you doing that? She doesn't even see this. And what benefit is it to you? So he says that my love for her is so intense that I need to exhibit it. And the way of exhibiting it is by writing it, by mentioning it. So our love for Allah should be so intense that we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.